Republican supporters say current law heavily favors the parent to whom a court awards primary custody of a child. Bellevue Assemblyman Frank Lassay says that makes it too easy for these parents to move away and take their kids with them. He says this leaves out the other parent, most often the father.
Now, if we want fathers to be involved in their kids' lives after a divorce, they have to do more than just send a check. They have to be involved from day to day, and when they build that involvement, and then they have no real say over where their kids are going to be located, that's wrong.
A plan that cleared the state assembly last week would require a parent who has primary custody to give advance notice if they want to move more than 20 miles away from their former spouse. The other parent could protest the move and take it to court. If the court doesn't block the move, the parent with primary custody would have to pick up some of the extra cost when the other parent visits. Milwaukee Democrat Fred Kessler voted against the plan. Kessler says that when he was on the bench, he served as a juvenile court judge where he handled custody disputes. Kessler says his time there taught him that proposals like this one can be used as leverage in nasty court battles.
I'm troubled because of the bitterness that I've seen in many of the relationships.
Kessler also says current law makes it easy for a parent in an abusive relationship to take themselves and their child somewhere safer. He says this plan would make it tougher. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.